This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, it was a Medal of Honor Monday. We had a heavy, heavy hard time. I got a little fired up in the first hour, Chris. I didn't mean to. I don't like doing that. But if you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You hear this clown, Eli Mistel is his name, the guy with the chia pet hair on MSNBC, dogging on Herschel Walker.
A close election in Georgia because Walker has the backing of the Republicans. Now you ask, why are Republicans backing this man who's so clearly unintelligent, who so clearly doesn't have independent thoughts? But that's actually the reason. Walker's right. Gonna do what he's told. And that's what Republicans like. That's what Republicans want from their Negroes, to do what they're told.
Now, you can recoil in horror at that kind of talk, and that's fine. Obviously, that's ugly, and that guy's a piece of crap and whatnot. You can recoil in horror, but what you really should do is take that and learn about what they actually think, how they actually feel. We've had this talk before. Let's have it again. Remember this. It's easy to fall under the trap of thinking there are all these separate groups on the left. There's the climate change nut jobs, and there's the LGBTQ Air Force nut jobs, and then there's, of course, the civil rights nut, Black Lives Matter scumbags, and there's Antifa, and there's feminists, and you think there are all these separate groups because that's what they want you to think. There aren't separate groups. There is no separation in them, no separation at all in their ideology. There is one big communist group. They tell you, they show you separate groups, so there are different brands, different things on the menu depending on which malcontent wants to join. What do I mean? Well, the entire Democratic Party, they're all communists now, and they're all made up of malcontents who hate the country. But they hate the country for different reasons. If I gather 100 America haters in a room And they all despise America. They really hate themselves, but they hate America and hate themselves and hate everything and hate God and hate. Okay, good, good, good. You got a bunch of miserable people in the room. Good, good, good. And I stand up in front of them and I say, you know what the worst thing about America is? It's that women are oppressed here. Okay, well, that might get 10%, 15% of the malcontents to start cheering. You know, the feminists will step away from the buffet and they'll start cheering. Yeah, men do suck. But I've missed all the others. They're mad about something else. They're miserable about something else. I, as a communist, I need to bring them along with me. I need all 100 people in the room. So I say, all right, America sucks because women are oppressed. All right, and so I get the 10 or 15 to move their way over to the corner, but I need more. Wait, America's also racist. Black people are oppressed here. It is an evil, racist country built on slavery. Nice, I just snapped up all the black malcontents in the room. They can go on over with the feminist cows. But wait, I still have others. Okay, so these people, they don't care that women are oppressed, and they don't care that black people are oppressed. I still need to bring them. I need to bring them into the tent. I need to bring them into the fold. CO2. CO2 is deadly. It will end the earth. That brings me even more. That's why you see the different brands. But it's all just communism. Like I've explained before, it's just McDonald's offering a quarter pounder and a filet of fish and some chicken nuggies. Why? It gets more people in the door, but you're still all paying McDonald's in the end. You can tell that by how they treat women. How do women on the right get treated? Have you seen the things they will say to people to women on the right? They say despicable things. You just heard what this dude just went on MSNBC and called Herschel Walker a Negro. He just went on MSNBC and called him a Negro for being a Republican.
Be a close election in Georgia because Walker has the backing of the Republicans. Now you ask, why are Republicans backing this man who's so clearly unintelligent, who so clearly doesn't have independent thoughts? But that's actually the reason. Walker's right. Going to do what he's told. And that's what Republicans like. That's what Republicans want from their Negroes to do.
Why did they treat their black people? Why did they treat black people on the right that way? How could you use that kind of language for a black person in America today? Why would you use that? Because they never actually cared about black people. It was never about black people. All that Black Lives Matter, civil rights stuff of modern days doesn't have anything to do with black people. They don't give a crap about black people. Black people are drowning in this country right now. Drowning, especially in the urban areas. They don't care about black people. The feminists don't care about women. You see how they talk to women on the right. The LGBTQ air forcers, they don't care about gay people. Have you ever heard how they talk to the gay people who come out as being Republican or on the right? That might be the worst of it. The climate changers? I don't care about climate change. I saw in the news in the weekend, some dude did a big report and he went over all the celebrities, all the climate change pushing celebrities in their private jets. And I guess Taylor Swift is like the worst one on the planet. She's basically produced more carbon emissions in a year than you will in your entire life. And they're all screaming about it. It has nothing to do with climate change. Taylor Swift doesn't care about climate change, doesn't believe in climate change. It's all just communism. That's all it is. They found different brands, different ways to sell it to you. Again, McDonald's doesn't only have a quarter pounder on the menu. Why? Maybe you're not in the mood for that. Maybe you're in the mood for a filet of fish. They need to offer everything. Chris, why do you shake your head? That's like the only kosher thing on the menu is a filet of fish. Can you people even eat anything at McDonald's? McDonald's isn't kosher to begin with. Why? Even the soy sauce, isn't that Jewish? What, Chris? They cook chicken and beef in the same pan? Chris, I don't think they're cooking anything. I think they're microwaving it all. I think even you people are safe there. Jesse, this is a special request for Chris. Ooh, this must be good. Hope you're not asking for money. He rocks with his music selection. Is there a chance he could make a playlist weekly or monthly? I love each and every song he picks. Maybe he could title each playlist after what you talk about. Thank you for having our backs. There are not many people on the left who are brave, or not many people left who are brave enough to speak the truth. You asked once on your show what you're grateful for. I'm grateful for you, and also that I have a mute button on my TV in the event I accidentally hear mainstream media or Papa Joe speak. God bless you and your family. Says I can say her name. Her name is Mary. Chris, Mary wants a playlist every week. That probably sounds like, oh, you have one? The Jesse, we have one. Mary, we have one. The Jesse Kelly Show playlist on Spotify, right, guys? Is Spotify free? Can anyone go, it is free? It can be. Chris, are you trying to get people to do illegal things? Is it free or is it not free? What does that mean, it can be? They can access it for free. All right, the Jesse Kelly Show playlist on Spotify. And that's just a website, right? Or is that an app? Is it a website or an app? It's both. Don't look at me like I'm idiot. Like I'm an idiot, you two. I can't stay up to date on all your newfangled technology, okay? Okay, I understand that's the fifth time you explained it. I wasn't paying attention the last couple times. That reminds me. So this weekend, a couple things happened. One, we took the wife out to a fancy dinner for anniversary. And we had ordered, there was some little lobster appetizer. It was like $45. It was seriously, it was like $45 for this little piece of lobster. Whatever, I'm not going into it. But after the lobster, they brought out these warm washcloths, these warm towels, these warm wet towels. I take my towel and I wiped my hands off. Sure, it's hot here. I then took the towel and threw it on my face and started wiping my face off with it. And the wife was horrified, started calling me a barbarian and that I lack etiquette. And that she even said at one point in time, I can't take you anywhere, which I don't understand. It's a warm washcloth. Of course, I'm going to use it to wipe my face. But that wasn't the last of it. She actually had something really hurtful to say about me. And I will explain exactly what she had to say in just a second. But let's talk about you and your Mantis X system. I have to confess, I did not practice this weekend because the wife and I were having a staycation at the Holiday Inn. But did you get your 10 minutes in with the Mantis X system? You know the Green Berets practice with Mantis X? The Marines in Paris Island, they practice with Mantis X? You know with Mantis X, you practice in the comfort of your home. Dry fire practice, and they will put you through drills. They give you feedback. It's not just beep, beep, beep at a little computer screen. They're getting you better. They will make you better. This is a military-grade technology that you can practice with in your home. Go to MantisX.com and get one today, all right? MantisX.com. You're not going to magically be better. I promise. It's never going to happen. You have to practice. MantisX.com. Get one today.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Chris, you need to rewind that song up to the beginning of the song. That's a good song. Well, I don't understand why you... Do you intentionally pick the worst parts of the songs? You pick the worst parts of some of the best songs. I know you do. I know you do this. You do this to aggravate me, and it's not right. It's not. I'll play that Bill Gates clip again. Don't make me do it. Hurry up, Chris. Replay the song, please. At the beginning. The beginning. Is this the beginning of it? All right, just stay with it. Stay with it. Turn it up, Chris. Don't rub your head either. All right, this took too long. I take it back. I have to finish my story because I have to get to this military stuff here. No, I'm not saying you're right. Shut up, Chris. Anyway, so after the little staycation at the Holiday, or during the staycation at the Holiday Inn this weekend, I mean, it's a public pool. Okay. So I was diving around and swimming around and lounging in the public pool. At one point in time, I laid back because I'm an excellent swimmer. I laid back and I was just floating face up in the public pool. And there were people all around and stuff like that, but I don't see what's the big deal. And finally, she calls me over and she says, do you know why you don't have any etiquette? And I said, one, that's rude. I do have etiquette. But why do you think? She said, you don't have any etiquette because whatever that thing inside of people is that cares what other people think, you don't have it. And because you don't have it, you have no etiquette because it never crosses your mind what other people think. And I think that was rude. I don't think that was true. Chris, I say she was wrong. Headline. Opinion. What if they gave a war and everyone was woke? This is on in the Wall Street Journal. I've talked to you enough about the hard purge and soft purge of the military, so I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm going to do something a little bit different here. Let's tell a little story. In Iraq, when we had invaded, this was very early on after the invasion. And actually, you know what? Let's rewind to actually the invasion. During the night of the invasion, we got in our Amtraks that you would say it's a tank, right? It's a tank without a gun, but it's not that. But it's an armored troop carrier. We got in our Amtraks, loaded up in our Amtraks, and we took off from Kuwait and we're heading towards Iraq. Now, we had been warned over and over and over and over and over again that Saddam Hussein was going to use chemical weapons on us. We thought we were going to get gassed. In fact, we even had a little gas scare at one point when we were training in Kuwait. We all had to mask up. The whole works. They were so worried that we were going to get gassed that not only had we had a gas scare, we were in MOP gear. I'm not going to go into all the notes. It's MOPP. Don't worry about what it means. What that means is you not only have a gas mask on you, you have a coat and trousers. You have mask gloves. You're ready to get gassed. All right, you're bad. No, I'm not talking about bratwurst night, Chris. You're ready to get gassed, all right? Either way, it was on our mind. Anyone who knows anything about being gassed knows that's not something you'd want to wish on anyone. Anyone who's done any reading or looking into World War II, it's not a pleasant way to go, all right? You die clawing out your eyeballs and scratching out your own throat. It's not a way to go. I hate to be too graphic, but that is what it is. It's really unpleasant. So we take off in these Amtraks and we're heading north towards Iraq. And I have no idea why. Remember, fog of war, you never know why. I'll never know the reason behind this. But all of a sudden, it comes in over the radio, gas, gas, gas. And that was how you, whenever there was gas, whenever there was a threat of gas, it was always three times to make sure everyone heard it. Gas, gas, gas. And what that meant was, you had to, because you already had your top on and you had your bottoms on, you had to get your gas mask out of this big pouch we carried on us. You had to get your gas mask out and get it on. Now, contrary to what you see in the movies, you don't just get the gas mask out and just throw it on top of your face. There's an actual technique for getting it on. And I'm sure they're better and different today, but back in my time, you had to tighten down these straps first, and then this strap first, and then this strap first, and then you had to press on something and clear out the gas mask. It wasn't simply throw a mask on your face. All right, I want to make sure I'm clear about that. It was not that. It took some thought, and it took some hand-eye coordination. We're heading north, and all of a sudden we get gas, 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 and it's dark. It's dark. It's loud. And because it's loud because the Amtrak is driving, and we think we've just been gassed. And now every man here is thinking about, okay, are my eyeballs about to melt out of my skull? I mean, these things are going through your head. So we're in this dark environment. We get our gas masks out, and we start strapping our gas masks onto our heads and getting them on, and we're doing fine. One of my guys, he ended up getting kicked out because he was a mental case, which we'll come back to that in a moment. This applies. One of my guys could not get his gas mask on. And we didn't notice at first. We were getting ours on, and then we looked across. His hands didn't work anymore. He couldn't pick it up. He was dropping it on the ground. He was shaking. If you're watching me right now on the simulcast, his hands were shaking, not even like a little shake. Like they're just shaking back and forth, almost like he was convulsing. And finally, somebody pulls out a flashlight, and we're trying to help him. And it flashes up to his eyes real quick. His eyes were as big as saucers. His eyes were in a full-blown panic. The young man just thought he was getting ready to have his throat melt. All right? The reason I tell you that story is this. It's not that the rest of us were some hardened tough guys, all right? You make your own call on that. We would never have called ourselves that. I don't know. Maybe we would have, but who knows? We'd never call ourselves that, at least looking back now. But when I warn about what's happening in the military, there's something else to it. Combat in all forms is fear and pain and misery and sadness and boredom. Maybe I should look, you know what? Maybe I should have led with boredom. It's boredom. Tons and tons and tons of boredom. At one point in time, we got stuck in a dust storm and we couldn't drive anymore. Actually, lost one of my buddies during that dust storm. Tank went over a bridge. He was in a tank. It doesn't matter. But we were in a dust storm and we couldn't move. You could hardly see your hand in front of your face. And we had to just lay there in the hot, dusty misery. I have a picture of myself actually from that dust storm. I should put it up on social media. We're all just covered in filth and roasting to death and also waiting for insurgents to come blow us up while we're sitting there because we can't see. You know what that does to your mental state when you can't see? I brought all this up to bring up this. It's more than just the studs who are leaving. If we have a military full of LGBTQ Air Force lunatics and full of all the crazy woke, I've got two moms and I marched for civil rights. We have a military full of people who are going to break in combat. They're going to break. It's scary and it's hard and it's painful and it's misery. You have to be mentally ready. We are not mentally ready. All right. I don't care what you think. I'm playing that Bill Gates thing again next because it's that creepy. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
It's a big deal. Also, for the first time in a long time, began to restore fairness to the tax code, began to restore fairness by making the largest corporate nations and largest corporations in America pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 a year.
Ah, well, that was a lie.
Is President Biden thinking about pulling his support for the Inflation Reduction Act?
No.
Because he promised it wasn't going to raise taxes on anybody making less than $400,000 a year, but the Joint Committee on Taxation says that is not true.
Well, that isn't correct.
So the Joint Committee on Taxation, which you guys heralded as an effective body when you were selling that infrastructure package, is not to be trusted here.
I said it is not correct because I will give you why it's not correct, because it is incomplete.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is just beautiful. All right. University offers counseling. I'm just going to spend a second on this because I want to go to something else. But university offers counseling for students to process emotions after the professor tweets about gay men and monkeypox. I'm going to go ahead and circle back to what I just said about the military. If we have a military full of people who need time to process their emotions because of honest, hard truths, they're going to break in combat and we're going to lose. It's something people aren't talking about because it gets very, very uncomfortable. I don't care if you're offended, though, and I don't care if you're uncomfortable, so I'm perfectly fine talking to you about it. If you're a man and you think you're a woman and you want to cut your penis off, you're not mentally ready to go get into combat at all. You're going to get yourself killed. You're going to get your unit killed. It's a danger. It's a national security threat. If that's who's filling up our military, people who need to process their emotions, then we are in very, very, very deep trouble. Cheeseburger Omnivore Jesse. I agree with your idea for the contestants debating. I was talking about the Republican primary and how I want everyone to get in. I don't have one guy I want to back. I want you all to get in, beat each other to a bloody pulp, go earn my vote. The guy goes on to say, but how in the world can we find an honest and impartial venue and moderator? It didn't work very well last time. Let's pause on that for a minute. This is one of the things that has always driven me insane about the Republican Party. They give the mainstream media legitimacy and they let the mainstream media hold them hostage. The Republican Party will always have two or three presidential debates, and every time it's some leftist moderating the debate. Every single time. Every single time, asking questions from a total communist perspective, leading them into traps all over the place. It blows me away how we let them decide the field, decide the rules, decide the referees, decide the game, and then we're shocked when we come up with a losing message all the time. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, with your everyday famous voice, stature, gravitas, and historical knowledge, get your bosses working on it. Jesse, the 2024 debate moderator on the first TV. Who needs cable? And I have a radio simulcast. It's actually not a terrible idea. Remember, I have a TV show every night on the first TV. Tonight, I want you to tune in and I want you to listen to Dan Bishop. Dan Bishop is one of the great congressmen we have from the state of North Carolina. You know how I hate politicians. I love Dan Bishop. I asked Dan Bishop tonight, because I listened to this long exchange I'm about to play for you. I asked Dan Bishop tonight, I'm going to ask him on the first, my show's on at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to ask him, what can we do about the FBI? Because I keep having these congressmen on, these senators on, and I can't ever get great answers. Either they try to dance around it or whatnot, but something has to be done about this organization.
In one of the DOJ's highest profile domestic terrorism cases, a federal jury
appears to have found that the FBI entrapped people in a matter involved in an alleged plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan. The jury acquitted two defendants and hung on two others. You're familiar with that case, sir?
Yes, sir, I am familiar with that particular prosecution.
The FBI appears to have contrived the plot, used its informants to draw people into the plot, and provided logistical and financial support to what was, in effect, an FBI operation. And the board behind me details just some of the resources that were devoted to the op. The alleged Whitmer plot was announced October 7, 2020, within a month before the U.S. presidential election. How come that timing for the FBI's announcement of this plot?
That's an ongoing case. I'm not going to comment on it. I can tell you that in every case, we follow the facts and the evidence and the law, and we do so without regard to politics or ideology.
That's the most dangerous thing happening in America right now. And I'm going to ask him, how do we stop it? Wrap your mind around this. We've talked about it before on the show. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, in an election year, they planned, paid for, and coordinated the assassination and kidnapping of Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, so much so they took them to a summer cabin and told them that's where they're going to assassinate her. The FBI paid for and planned for all this. They took two or three complete idiots along for the ride and then tried to charge them with everything. And the guys got off scot-free because the FBI did it all, and they released all this information a month before the election. We very clearly have a national security apparatus that is completely committed to making being a Republican a national security threat so they can use the forces of government against the enemies of Democrats. And that's, the most dangerous thing happening right now. That's a really big deal. And I'm going to ask Dan Bishop tonight on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to ask him, what can we do? I don't want shoulder shrugs. I don't want nothing. Is there some kind of a concrete plan that can be done? Because continuing on like this is not good enough. Dear Bandito, is it just me? Or does it seem like all the people saying we are in a transition, it doesn't really affect them? Also, you're going to have to speak very slow so my GED education can understand, how is the new government spending bill and inflation reduction bill going to lower inflation? I hear it's going to raise prices a while, then they will come back down to where we are now. Please explain, as I'm not as well educated as yourself. Listen, thank you. Well, look, we live in a world of lies now. They lie about everything. No, we're not in a recession.
Well, we're certainly in a transition, and we are seeing slowing as we all would have expected. But I think if you look at the full data and the type of data that NBER looks at, virtually nothing signals that this period in the second quarter is recessionary.
President Biden has said we've entered a new phase in our recovery, focused on achieving steady, stable growth without sacrificing the gains of the last 18 months.
Look at it more broadly at the data, and that's why we're seeing what we're seeing is that we are in a transition.
It doesn't seem that the U.S. economy is in recession right now.
That doesn't sound like a recession to me. Thank you very much.
The sky is green. We live, as I opened up the show talking about, we live in a system of lies now. All right, I didn't get to the Bill Gates thing, which I promise you. I'm going to play that again next. Couple more emails, then headlines I didn't get to. In the meantime, you go donate $11. 11 bucks. It's nothing, right? If you can, I realize 11 bucks isn't nothing to everybody, but if you can, Tunnel to Towers, they're paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows. They're building homes for catastrophically injured veterans. Have you ever seen these smart homes? If, say, you have a veteran who's stuck in a wheelchair, there will be a stovetop that raises and lowers, special shower access, things like this. Tunnel to Towers is out there doing that work, and the money goes where they tell you it's going to go. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give 11 bucks a month. That's all they ask, 11 bucks a month. I mean, surely we can do that, right? We can help. T2T.org. That's T2T. 2t.org. And again, don't take my word for it. Go look at the charity rating sites. The money goes where they tell you it's going to go. T2T.org.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Once more again, we're going to walk through this. The climate change death cult. We have, for the longest time, not dismissed them, because that's not true. We've taken them very seriously, and it is serious. But we've operated under the knowledge that there was always going to be far away, right? It was going to be tomorrow, next year. Although, try that. You're not going to believe what they're going to try 20 years from now. These people who are trying to kill a billion people, more than a billion people, they're here now. They're in charge now. And they have every intention of doing so. I've already played this audio for you twice during the show. I don't feel even in the least bit bad about playing it a third time. In fact, fellas, make sure this is on the list for the next few days. I'm going to play this over and over and over and over and over again until people hear and understand what we're dealing with. I know your nice hippie aunt just wants to save the planet. You have to understand there's a much, 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 much darker scheme at foot.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty...
Wants to get the humans and the services and the energy down to zero, did he say?
Near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase.
Why would vaccines and healthcare lower the population by 10 to 15%? Man, if I didn't know better, I'd think maybe they had something bad planned. Which leads me perfectly into this. ESG. This is what ESG is. ESG is the world, the corporations, and the world governments coming together to decide CO2, you are a poison on the planet. Now, I want you to do me a favor real quick. As long as you're not driving, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to a computer or your phone, and I want you to look up your cell phone provider and ESG. Hang on, I'll do it with you real quick. This is not mine. You know I'm a Pure Talk man, but let me look up, because it's more than financial institutions. Verizon ESG. Look at that. In case you're watching on the simulcast, look, you see that? Verizon has their very own ESG resources hub. They have a designated webpage telling you their intent to join Bill Gates in his quest to eliminate a billion people from the planet. Do you think maybe you should switch to Pure Talk? Do you think maybe that it's a good time right now to switch from your cell phone provider before they commit mass genocide? At Pure Talk, not only do you save a fortune, average family saves over $900 a year, you don't have to commit genocide. Oh, and did I mention? You get a month for free now. Pick up your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. You'll get a month free on top of the other money savings. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and you'll get a month free. Switch to Pure Talk, huh? How about now? Anyway.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
headlines we didn't get to.
Passenger fined $1,874 after two undeclared McMuffins are found in the luggage. Man, if they could only search, if McMuffins are illegal, they don't even want to know how many things I'm hauling in my luggage. I always have extra food in there somewhere. Propagandist warns China could down Nancy Pelosi's plane during a Taiwan trip. One, they're not going to down Nancy Pelosi's plane. Two, as much as I despise Nancy Pelosi, don't act like you're actually going to shoot down her plane. That would be such an overt act of war. They would never pull it off. Garbage. Ticket bought in Illinois wins $1.337 billion Mega Millions jackpot. I cannot tell you how happy I am, how much this warms my heart. And no, I'm not even happy for the person who has the winning ticket. I'm happy that now you'll stop clogging up the gas station lines buying the stupid lottery tickets. Gosh, it takes an hour to buy a six-pack of beer when these things get this high. New poll shows a virtual tie between parties as the GOP surges among Hispanics. It turns out Latinos, they don't think 10-year-old boys should cut their penis off. Who knew? Rand Paul leads first congressional investigation into gain-of-function research and COVID origins. God bless Rand Paul. We have like three good senators. Rand Paul has been awesome on COVID from the very beginning. And as crappy as everyone else is, we ought to give credit where credit's due. Rand Paul's been awesome. This is from my buddy Jordan Schachtel. His Substack is called The Dossier. He's always really smart. It's titled Drug Cartel. Pfizer shatters profit records, continues raising prices on taxpayer-funded, liability-free products. I do find it fascinating how we talk all the time about the cartels of Mexico and cartel this and cartel that, and we have a pretty large one here paid for by Operation Warp Speed. Hershey warns of Halloween treats shortage. Who needs you anyway, Hershey's? Not when we have Sour Patch Kids. I hope that's not the same company. Anyway, Biden administration plans to roll out updated COVID booster shots in September. Again, back to what I've said before, you do what you want with your body. At this point in time, if you're still squirting one of these things into your body every 6 months, man, you get what you get. I'm fresh out of sympathy now. Wisconsin clerk refers 10 new voter fraud cases from the 2020 election. Just another story to put in your back pocket for the next time you see someone on any one of the news networks, including Fox News, say there's no evidence whatsoever of voter fraud. That's a complete lie. There's tons of evidence of voter fraud. You just choose not to believe it. Twitter censors all content from the Epic Times. Epic Times is one of those really good publications out there. You know it's a really good publication because Twitter's been censoring it. Biden tests positive for COVID again, has Paxlovid rebound, and no symptoms. That is weird.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Was that a lie? Was that? Geez, hold on. I almost have the word. It starts with an M. Was that misinformation? Biden claims a legislative deal on his agenda won't raise taxes on people making less than $400,000 a year, except that it will. And this is once again your reminder that the destruction is intentional, as we're all suffering right now under this inflation and recession. They're getting ready to blood suck more of your money out of your wallet to pay for green energy stuff. All right. We're going to do it again tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it'll be spectacular again tomorrow. You know how I know that? Because I'm going to be here. What, Chris? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.